I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Clint Sterner, Matthew Jarecki at Little Woodrose filling in for the triple threat. So over the weekend, Tim McMahon, ESPN NBA reporter, said the reaction from several rival scouts and executives to Jimmy Butler deciding to go to Miami over the Houston Rockets. The Rockets dodged a bullet. Houston general manager Daryl Morey's desire to add Butler to a dynamic that already has potential to be combustible puzzled some of the other talent evaluators. One league source said of Jimmy Butler, he's not exactly a calming influence. Clint, here's what I don't get about this whole, like, and I know we got to move on from Jimmy Butler eventually, but like, what I don't get about not being able to add him to a combustible situation, Clint, like, LeBron goes out of his way to make teammates comfortable. He just gave Anthony Davis his number 23. He dealt with two super teams in the past. I mean, he dealt with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. He dealt with those egos. He dealt with Kyrie Irving for a while, who's turned out to be a head case. Like, why don't we trust James Harden to come into the season and figure out a way to make it work? Like, LeBron does it. Steph does it.
Yeah, well, I think you're talking about elite individuals in that world when they're guys that have the ability to genuinely and sincerely do that. Now, I mean, guys can try to do it,
right?
But if you don't have that it factor, like clearly LeBron has, of not only does he have the ability to do it, but he doesn't give a rip what the media says or what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's naturally in James Harden's DNA to be accommodating to others, and it's okay. I mean, it's not. There's a lot of guys that it's not in their blood. It's not in their DNA. I just don't think I just don't think he's that caliber of an individual. Great basketball player. I just don't think he's that caliber of a leader in any sports. I mean, it doesn't matter what sport you're in. I mean, James Harden is just not that next level leader. That, I mean, we're still talking about body language. We're still talking about getting along with a Hall of Fame point guard. Whether you agree that he's old or his contract's too big, or that's, who gives a rip about that? You got to go take the floor with him every day and win games. And you've got to do whatever – it's in his best interest to do whatever he can do to get the best out of the roster that the Rockets currently have. You don't see that all the time, and you don't see that in crunch time, and you don't see them answer the bell in crunch time, and I believe that's a big part of it.
Well, Tim McMahon also wrote a couple weeks back that one of the things that ticks Chris Paul off is those little things that you just talked about, like body language, like moving without the ball. When he doesn't have the ball, sometimes he just doesn't move, and I get it. He uses a lot of energy, but like, that's one of the things that Chris Paul bristled at, was that James Harden, those little things sometimes didn't get done.
Well, I think those little things, I think James Harden naturally, whether he wants to or not, I think he rubs people a little differently. I won't say badly, but a little differently than most basketball players do. I mean, there's a nonchalant, the give a rip factor is a little bit lower than I think Chris Paul would probably want his teammate to have. And so that's an issue. Here's what I think, though. I think once, if you're a Hall of Fame point guard and you're on this team, or, you know, it doesn't have to be Paul, it could be anybody, and you realize that for three straight years, the scheme or the approach, the James Harden heavy ball dominant approach has not worked.
Right.
At some point, that becomes, that validates your anger. At some point, that validates your concern, and you go, man, we can keep doing this if we want to keep losing in the second round. We can keep doing this if we want to keep losing, decisively losing. Like, not even – we can talk about Western Conference Finals if you want to, but it was
2 years ago. They won two games this past year in the semifinals.
Right, right. No,
like,
that's a whole different argument. But the point is that at some point – my point is that at some point,
right,
the rest of the roster goes, hey, man, this ain't working.
Well, that's what
we
they
gotta
did.
Make that, some
that's,
changes.
What, that's why the stories came out. That's why we heard stories about the players bristling at the system. It's not that they hate James Harden. They don't like the system that revolves around James Harden.
No, I agree. And I think – and you, we can take it –
specifically to James Harden. I read on social media the other day where somebody was going on and on and posting James Harden's numbers again.
Right.
And I'm like, if you're
well, that's Daryl Morey.
And going into 2019, if you're still of the group that doesn't even acknowledge the fact that Harden disappears in big moments in the playoffs, like on a scary level disappears, then what is the conversation to have? If your defense is, oh, we're talking about a guy that averaged 32. Yeah, he averaged 32, and he's lost three straight. I mean, those guys are the same guys that want to talk about, well, we've won more games versus Golden State than anybody else. If that's what you want to do, if that's your bar that you've set is to win more games versus the best team in the league, then, hey, hats off to you. I'm not of that group. I mean, I don't have them in front of me, but I listed at one point, this was before this year's playoffs, several different times, and there were fourth quarter stats in like six games, like decisive games, important games, elimination games. And my point was not the points, the output. It was the number of shots. Dude would take four shots in the fourth quarter in a game that was going to eliminate you from the playoffs. How in the hell does that happen?
Well, I don't actually put it all on James Harden. That's the system they run. Like James Harden, and I think Austin Rivers came out and said this on ESPN's First Take a couple weeks back, is people get on Harden because he's taking all these shots at the end of games and he collapses. But the whole offense is built so that James Harden can be the artist. And I think
I'm not disagreeing with that. And I know I'm getting off beat here with your topic, but I'm not disagreeing with that. All I'm saying is if that's your plan, and
right
at one point this year in the playoffs, there's 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in the game. Golden State just tied it. I believe it was after Durant got hurt. Harden called, Gordon to the top of the key and handed him the ball so that he could drive to the bucket on Klay Thompson. I've watched the Rockets more than last year than I've ever watched basketball in my life, and I don't recall one time James Harden calling Gordon to the ball and handing it to him and letting him drive against one of the best defensive
guards. So you think he did that because he was tired?
I think he shrunk in the moment. I hear guys talk about, oh, he was gassed. That's why the fourth quarter went, come
well,
on,
hey,
man.
There's something to this. There
something is, to what? There,
no,
I mean,
no,
Curry's
no, no, no,
gassed.
No.
Every, he moves
no.
more than anybody in the game. He's
I
gassed
think there's
every
something.
Game.
I think there's something to what you're getting at. I think that James Harden's a passive personality. Think about this. James Harden has this big old beard. Is he not hiding behind that beard in a way? Okay, is that – I know it's crazy.
Now you're getting
he's got
personal.
No. That's not personal, but it's just – I'm just saying he's got a passive personality.
He's very
right?
passive. There's no doubt about it. I just can't – it's not – I don't dislike Harden. My problem is
– I don't either.
If your plan revolves around Harden-heavy ball domination, you cannot go away from that in crunch time, whether we're talking about midway through the fourth and the momentum starting to swing and you need to stop the momentum, or you need to go chase somebody from 15 behind. I hear people talk about the San Antonio loss 3 years ago in the playoffs and how they were down by so much in the second half. And hey, man. LA just came back from 31 on this dynasty we keep comparing
right.
our best record against.
Right.
I mean, don't give me the fact, oh, the game was out of hand. Well, don't give me that. I mean, if you got a dog that's going to go get it. You know, I mean, it's just – I hate to – there's crutches all over the place to why the collapse happens. And back to my point. The point is people that want to talk basketball and talk about Harden and post his points, his average points – And like it's like I was
well,
talking,
also got-
I was talking with Jeremy Brandon. You probably heard it this week. And we were talking about Clint Capella. And we talked about he averaged 16.5 and 12.5. Well, if that's where we're stuck at, like we didn't see him disappear and be a non-factor on the offensive
right.
end of the floor in the playoffs versus a Golden State team who Looney was limping. There's no dominant force that they on the floor down low, and you struggle to be a finisher around the rim or a rebounder around the rim, and you allow the best team in basketball, best shooting team in basketball, to get second and third shots. If we can't have that conversation without talking about 16.5 and 12.5, then hell, I don't know where to wrap it up.
By the way, there's an opportunity for the Rockets to still get better. Their options are limited right now, but this Iguodala situation. So Andre Iguodala technically is on the Memphis Grizzlies. And everybody assumed they were going to buy him out, but they're not going to buy him out. So it turns out Memphis wants to get something in return for Andre Iguodala. And it looks like right now the Houston Rockets are in the market. Now, he's going to get paid $17 million. The Rockets are going to have to give up an asset. I don't know what they're going to have to give up, but Memphis wants to go young. So they're probably not going to have to give up Eric Gordon, right? They're probably not going to give up P.J. Tucker. These are older guys. They're probably giving up draft picks.
Here's the deal. Not to hammer your thought, but is there how do you even – in today's NBA game, how do you even consider giving up Gordon? I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying you look at the makeup of this team.
You're talking about they did for Jimmy Butler. They did consider it.
Which I didn't agree with that either. I don't like the only thing in the Jimmy Butler deal, the silver lining, was the fact that screamed to me that they were going to change scheme. And that's why I was like, okay, I can at least have a conversation about it. But to me, in today's NBA, Gordon has proven, even in this system, even if you want to stay with the analytics approach and just have James Harden jacking up shots and being a ball stopper, then even in that system, Gordon being gone is that can't be a possibility. I mean, I just can't wrap my head around.
Well, he's
that.
He's a valuable asset for the Houston Rockets, because when James Harden gets tired, Eric Gordon comes in and provides similar production.
Well, the way the Rockets win, whether we say they run it back the way they are or they make some tweaks offensively, it's going to be heavily revolve around outside shooting.
Right.
And you're giving up one that's been a dead eye
right.
since I've been watching, right? I mean, he's been an absolute dead eye.
Right.
So, I don't know. Every time I hear this conversation and guys talk about Gordon going, I cringe, man. The rest of them, I mean, I understand.
That's out of the picture now. They're going to keep Gordon now. Because I don't think the Memphis Grizzlies, who are going all in on young, all in on the future, they're not going to go for I would imagine they don't want Gordon. I would imagine they want draft picks. The question is, can Daryl Morey pull it off? Now, this is a good thing. I think for the Rockets, if you're a Rockets fan, you're happy today that the Memphis Grizzlies aren't going to buy out Iguodala, because if Iguodala became a free agent, he might have chosen the Lakers. And the Lakers are already arguably the better team right now. They have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They might add Kawhi Leonard. So this is a good thing if you're a Rockets fan. Daryl Morey's still got a chance to pull this off. And Iguodala's a real leader. I mean, that's a real addition to your team. He's not going to be a guy that's starting all season, but he takes control of the bench. He was a real leader for Golden State. He has legitimately clutch moments in finals matchups. So Andre Iguodala is a guy you want if you're a Houston Rockets fan. And by the way, don't worry about giving up assets, because you're going all in on the now anyway. I mean, Chris Paul, he's 34 right now. He's going to be locked in for the next 3 years. By the end of the contract, he's going to be like 36, making $40 million. So you're going in on that. This is it. This is the opportunity for the Rockets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.